Charles, let's talk about the Chinese threat, first of all, then we're going to get into all these other issues around China. The threat itself, tell me in your words what you think it might be.
Well, I think one of the very first items that we have to understand about China and the threat is that China is not a partner in the war on terrorism. China is actually a country that sponsors terrorism. And that is the best example I can think of to display exactly what I'm talking about is a very recent event where two Chinese nationals were caught here in the United States attempting to sell Chinese-made shoulder-fired surface-to-air missiles to a federal undercover agent.
Who wanted them, if he were here for other purposes, to use in this country, right?
His intention, and he made it very clear to the individuals who were assisting him with this purchase, that he was going to shoot down an American airliner. Now, these two Chinese individuals, they have been indicted, arrested and indicted in California. A guy by the name of Tung Wu and Qing Shen were part of a larger operation, better known as Smoking Dragon. This was a organized crime effort, a triad effort here in the United States to peddle things like drugs, counterfeit $100 bills made in North Korea, and other items, including weapons.
Those bills probably look pretty authentic, too.
Very authentic. Yeah. The North Koreans are extremely good at this. Of course, when you have state sponsorship to create counterfeit money,
sure,
it's fairly accurate.
Yeah, whatever budget you need for printing, it's all yours.
Well, you know, that's how Kim Jong-il pays for both his gourmet food and some of his sports cars.
With counterfeit money?
Oh, yeah. The North Koreans probably deal out somewhere between $300 and $500 million a year.
Oh, my God.
They're also a major exporter of heroin, which they produce domestically as well. That's part of this operation.
Mm-hmm.
Well, these two guys apparently ran into a federal agent through one of their drug dealings. The agent said, look, you know, I want to shoot down an airliner. I'm part of a larger organization, a terrorist organization working here in the United States. So these guys called back home to China to the Xinhua Corporation. Xinjinda, a subsidiary of the People's Liberation Army. It is actually wholly owned and operated by the Chinese Army. It is an arms manufacturer.
And they have many of those kind of relationships.
Oh, yeah. This one is one of those that's officially listed. We have it on a DIA document up on the website. I've had it in DIA and Commerce Department records, also displayed up on the website on what part this company is. It actually emanates from an organization known as Cost End. That plays a major role in my book. It played a major role in the 1990s in the Chinese espionage. Cost End is the Chinese Commission on Science, Technology, and Industry for National Defense. When I sued the federal government, the Clinton administration claimed that Cost End was a civilian organization and therefore all documents and dealings with it were classified by commercial and civilian privacy rules.
Uh-huh.
I, of course, dropped the bios of the leaders of Cost End on the federal judge, all of whom are in uniform. No one at Cost End is a civilian. The lowest ranking member on their board is a senior colonel. He's from the Politburo, so he's there to watch their politics. The rest of them are PLA headquarters generals.
What did the judge do when you did that?
He lost his cookies. He accused the commerce lawyers of lying to him. He threatened to throw them in the clink right then and there.
Good.
This is Federal Judge Robert Payne. He told them to turn over all the documents to him so he could review them. And if they didn't do so within, I think, like 5 days, he would send federal marshals to have them arrested. So they ended up having to turn the documents over to him. And some 1,000 pages of those documents were eventually released to me, which showed Cost End was taking tours of the United States and picking whatever technology they liked. And these were Chinese flag generals, General Shen, General Hua, the leader, General Ding Hengao.
And they're spending all kinds of money to get this
checkbook
done.
Diplomacy in the finest values.
Absolutely.
Now, Kostin, of course, owns its own corporations, their armament firms. They create missiles, bombs, rockets. Jin Zhendai sells the, what is it? It's the QW-2, better known as Advanced Guard 2 surface-to-air missile. This is a shoulder-fired baby. It's very nice. It's a copy of a Russian-made missile called the Gimlet. It has a relatively small warhead, but it's extremely accurate.
Mm-hmm.
You can knock down an airliner with one, no problem.
Within, what, 10,000 feet, something like
that? About 2 miles.
2 miles, okay.
Yeah,
well, it's almost 10,000 feet.
Yeah, right. 2 to 3 miles, not a problem. You catch one taken off for landing, and you're anywhere around the airport, you should be able to hit it pretty good.
And pretty easy to hide, too.
Yeah, you want to try to do it while they're taking off, because obviously they're heavily loaded with fuel, and it makes it very difficult to land when you're heavy, especially if you've suddenly been damaged
mm-hmm.
and you're burning. You may lose hydraulics in the process. You know, all sorts of nice things happen real quickly when a missile chews a big hole in you. These are heat seekers, so it would be probably aimed at your engines. You can actually offset these. These are fairly advanced missiles in that you can essentially have it home in on the engine, but it will offset itself by a certain number of feet forward or back, depending on how you want to set it up, to a more vulnerable point on the aircraft, depending on what you're shooting at.
Of course, there's not much more vulnerable, Charles, than the engines. If
well,
up there,
yeah,
10,000.
A civilian airliner, yeah. You know, the kick to this is, of course, these guys not only took the cash, arranged the deal. The indictment papers noted that not only were Jin Zhendai officials involved in Beijing, but they also have an unnamed co-conspirator as a, quote, Chinese general. That would probably be a member of the General Logistics Division or Kostin, one or the other.
Now, did they deliver the product?
No, but the cash was on its way, including a $2 million bribe to a foreign official, to the relative of a foreign official. The objective here was the missiles would be transshipped to another country, a third party, again unnamed. The missiles then would be repackaged as civilian parts and shipped in to the United States.
Where they would be reassembled.
They would probably come in whole, but they're not that big. You know, bottom line on that is, obviously, how many Costco container ships do we search from end to end?
Probably not a lot.
Less than 2%.